And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to Clark County High School. As they said here just moments ago, it's senior night here at Clark County. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Highland girls, and the Ansley Bringer, 5'8", junior. Morgan Keith at 5'8", a junior. Allie Reed at 5'8", a sophomore. Dallas Dare, 5'10", a sophomore. And Summer Goings at 5'5", and a senior. Ansley Bringer, Morgan Keith, Allie Reed, Dallas Dare, and Summer Goings. The Highland ladies are 11-10 and coached by Ashton Jaco. And, of course, the lights go out before we get to Clark County. It's senior night, so Hope Ross, the only non-senior starter for Clark County. It'll be Hope Ross, and I can't see, so I'm doing this in memory. Delana Hess, Alexis Ellison, Allie Hayden, and Emma Ross. So I think I've got the starters right now. As there they come, coming out right now, and Hope Ross, the first one. Should be Delana Hess, the next one. As Hope Ross makes the lap around the gym before she goes to the center circle. And Delana Hess, the next starter. Then it should be Alexis Ellison, and it is. So Alexis Ellison, the senior starter. Then Allie Hayden, and that's Allie Hayden. She'll make her lap around the gym and high-five all the kids along the sideline. And Emma Ross will round out the starting five for tonight's game for Clark County. So all the late endings in the center circle as they wait for Emma Ross. And Emma makes the last circle. She comes in to the center circle. The girls all down, pounding the floor, have the group hug, and we're set to play basketball from Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Last game we've had on KMM. I was right here last Tuesday night when Palmyra was in town. We played a tournament, got canceled, and all games were canceled or postponed and meeting made up. And so we said heck with it last week, so we're going to have three games for you this week on KMM. We'll talk more about it as we go along. So Ainsley Bringer will jump center against Alexis Ellison. Ball is up, tip is controlled by Alexis, and Clark County with the basketball. Ellison across the top line to Hess on the left wing. And Hayden has it down in the left corner, tried to pass it back to Hess, knocked out of bounds by Allie Reed. So Hess will inbound on the near sideline. Just the start of this one, as we're going to go man-to-man for Highland. Inbound pass to Allie Hayden. Puts up a three, airballed it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. As Bringer will inbound to Reed, right back to Bringer. Clark County comes out man-to-man. As Bringer will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Ellison. Gives it to Reed on the right wing beyond the arc and almost stolen away by Hess. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Delana Hess. So Allie Reed will inbound on the near sideline. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it in to Bringer in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Reed at the top of the key. Reed gives the ball over to Goings on the left wing. Dribbles the left side of the circle. Now Bringer on the right side of the circle. Gives the ball to Reed, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it back to Bringer. Bringer stops, pops, and Cannon got it. Ainsley Bringer with her first two of the ball go. Here comes Ellison in a hurry to the top of the key to Hayden. Bad pass, all the way by Bringer. To the house, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Ainsley Bringer. Quickly 4-0, Highland with the lead as Alexis Ellison across the timeline. Well, it's a 1-2-2 zone for Highland. Now Ellison will try three, full-time. Alexis Ellison with three, and it's 4-3. Highland with the lead as Bringer across the timeline to Goings on the left side of the circle. Goings looks for somebody, and a bad pass. Bringer is tied up, and Goings' pass goes right out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Inbound pass to Ellison. Alexis will bring it across the timeline to Hess on the deep left wing. Out pops Hayden, top of the key. Now Ellison in the left corner, inside to Hess. Hess under the basket, put up a shot. Rebound, tipped around, and Ellison had it. Now Ringer has it. Ringer had the ball poked away from behind by Ellison, right to Hess and to Allie Hayden. Hayden couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Summer Goings to inbound for the for Highland. The Lady Cougars underneath her own basket. She gets the ball to Reed on the left side of the circle. Now bring her in the left corner to the left wing. Inside the arc. Shot from 16. Got it. All 6 points. Ainsley Bringer. 6-3. Highland with the lead as Ellison across the timeline. Ellison gives the ball to Hope Ross. Hope drives it off the wing, lays it up, and got it. 2 points for Hope Ross. It's 6-5. Highland with the lead. The basketball is Bringer. Gives the ball to Goings on the left side of the circle. Kicks it over in the corner to Reed. Reed to the free throw line. Now Goings for three. No good. And Hess come over with a rebound, but a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Delana Hess. So Hess picks up her first foul, first team foul against Clark County. As Reed will inbound underneath her own basket, looks for somebody, gets the ball out to Goings on the left wing in the left corner. Reed for three, in and out, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and Allie Hayden had a hand on it and poked out of her hand and out of bounds by Reed. Here comes Clark County, chance for their first lead of the game. Ellison gives the ball to Ross on the right wing, inside to Emma Ross. Now back to Hope on the right wing. Hope Ross gives the ball to Hayden between the two circles. Back to Ross on the right wing. And Ross takes it down to the right baseline. Gets it inside to Emma, puts it off, last shot it. 2 points for Emma Ross. And give Hope Ross the assist. Right, Kelly, up 7-6. Their first lead of the ball game. The Summer Goings on the right side of the circle. Trying to give it to Bringer. And it's knocked out of bounds by Alexis Ellison. It'll be Highland basketball. Out of bounds in front of the Clark County bench. As Allie Reed will inbound. Guarded by Hess. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Goings on the left wing. Now back to Reed. Takes it down the right lane and walks with it. Nice defense by Clark County. Lady Indians with the basketball as Hess will get it in to Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline, finds Hess deep left wing. Hess with the dribble, looks for somebody. Guarded by Reed, kicks it over to Ellison on the right wing. Ellison still with the dribble. Now she's cut off on the right baseline, gives it to Hayden on the right wing. Hayden gives it to Hope Ross. Thought about the three, didn't take it, gets it inside to Emma. Emma Ross tried to get it back to Hope, and a whistle and a foul. Foul may be on, and yep, it's going to be on Reed. So Allie Reed picks up her first foul. Delana Hess underneath her own basket, inbound to Ellison on the deep left wing. Now the left wing, Hope Ross inside to Emma. Emma gives it back to Ellison for three, airballed it, and goes out of bounds into the Highland basketball. 4:11 left to play in the first quarter. Ainsley Bringer gets it into Reed. Back to Bringer. As Bringer will walk the ball across the timeline, picked up the timeline by Ellison. And Bringer bounce pass to Dallas there. Stolen away by Alexis Ellison off last. Got it. 5 points for Ellison. A 3 point Clark County lead. Bringer will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Goings on the right wing. Now Goings to the right block. Underneath shots put up. No good. Whistle and a foul. As Dallas Dare will go to the line to shoot two shots. As the foul is going to be on Hess for Delana. That's her second foul. Allie Fox gets set to check in. So Dallas Dare at the line to shoot a pair. First shot up. No good. So Allie Fox is going to check in. Also checking out of the ballgame, Morgan Keith, and into the ballgame comes Carly Murphy. Delana Hess set down. There's second free throw, no good. And Hayden comes off with the rebound. Gets the ball to Fox. Bounce pass to Ellison, and I think Allie Fox walked with it before she got the pass off. That's out of the ball game. We'll come Dallas there. And I can't see who checked back in. Anyway, they get the ball in to Murphy. Now to Bringer. Bringer running 15. Putter got it from the free throw line. 8 points for Ainsley Bringer. 9-8. Clark County with a lead in the basketball. Ellison will walk the ball across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing. Now Hoproff has it between the two circles to Ellison on the deep right wing. Ellison cross-court pass to Hayden. Gives it back to Hoproff, top of the key. Hope in the double team. Now Allie Fox sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Highland and the Lady Cougars. As now in the ball game, for Highland comes Rachel Bringer. With the basketball is Aaron Bash. Bash on the left wing, taking the free throw line, running 10-footer, put up the shot, no good. But you do the foul. The foul's going to be on Carissa Schroeder. So Schroeder picks up the foul. That's her first. And to the line goes Aaron Bash. Looks for her first points of the ball game. 2:52 left to play in the first quarter. As Bash eyes it, fires it, got it. A point for Aaron Bash, 2 points. Clark County lead. As Aaron Bash stands to the line, one looking for two. Bends the knees, shots up, nothing but net for Aaron Bash, and back to a 3 point Clark County lead. Highland with the basketball. Bringer will cross the timeline, picked up by Ellison. Now three-pointer on the way, no good. And that was by Rachel Bringer. And off the rebound, Allie Fox gives it to Ellison on the left wing. Beyond the arc, Ellison with the dribble. Gets it back out to Bash between the two circles. Bash to the right wing. Fox on the right wing. Fox gives the ball to Hayden between the two circles. Now Ellison for three. No good. An air ball, but picked up by Bash. Gets it back out to Hayden. They'll reload the offense as Ellison has it between the two circles. Ellison to Allie Fox. Fox gives it free throw line to Hayden, and Hayden tried to find Ellison in the left corner. Just airmailed a pass, goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball with 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 11-8, Clark County with a lead. As Ainsley Bringer will bring it across the timeline. Just gives the ball to Murphy on the left side of the circle. Now Reed across the free throw line. Rachel Bringer has it on the right wing to Reed at the top of the key. Reed on the give and go to Ainsley Bringer. Ainsley couldn't hang on to the pass. It was off her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Now some pressure in the backcourt by Highland. Well, no, it's going to be Highland basketball. I don't know how it is, but it is. So Reed will inbound underneath their own basket. And Rachel Bringer, holy shot, blocked by Bash, and Fox on the rebound. Now Ellison has it, drives along the right baseline, kicks it back out to Allie Fox on the left wing. Bash in the left corner to Fox on the left wing. Fox bounced past to Ellison in the left corner, draws a double team. Now Ellison passed to Fox, knocked out of bounds by Ainsley Bringer. As back in the ball game, Morgan Keith checks back in. Also, Dallas Dare checks back in. And Summer Goings checks in. It's Allie Fox on the left wing. Dave Ellison on the left wing. Ellison tried to get it to Emma Ross, throws it over her head. Right to Ainsley Bringer. Bringer puts it off. Glass, no good. Bash had the ball taken away from him by Summer Goings. Now a three by Reed, no good. And Bringer comes out with the rebound into the right corner. It's punched out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball with 55 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And I'm assuming Reed is inbounding. Just a two. Ainsley Bringer at the top of the key. Back to Reed. It's her three on the way. No good. Bringer with a rebound. Bringer puts his shot up. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. And that's 10 points for Ainsley Bringer. And I think the foul is going to be on Allie Hayden. I'm trying to see. So Hayden does pick up the foul. That's her first. And Emma Ross will check out. And Hope Ross will check back in as Bringer has 10, looking for 11. Shots up. Got it. 11 points. Brainsley Bringer. We're tied at 11. With 40 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Ellison across the timeline. Now it's fast to Fox between the two circles. Now Hope Ross, he's an only to the basket, lays it up, missed it. And Reed off of the rebound to Goins. Goins gives it to Bringer. Bringer into the lane, puts it off. Glass got it. 13 first quarter points. Brainsley Bringer, and it's a 2-point Highland lead. 13-11 as Ellison. At the top of the key, now Bash in the left corner gets it to Hope Ross. Ross kicks it back out to Ellison between the two circles. Now pass to Fox. Fox gives it to Bash on the right wing. Back to Hayden. Now Ellison put three off the front of the rim. No good. Bash is put back. No good. That's into the first quarter with the score. Highland 13, Clark County 11. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
Are you eager to plan ahead for spending around the holidays or looking to set money aside for a vacation? At People's Bank of Wauconda, we offer a variety of club accounts to help you start saving. Save for Christmas, education, real estate taxes, or a dream vacation. Let People's Bank of Wauconda make saving easy. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back, everybody, to Clark County High School. We start the second quarter of the girls' game. Highland leading Clark County 13-11, and Highland will have the basketball. As Allie Reed on the near sideline gets it into Bringer. As Ainsley Bringer across the timeline, picked up by Ellison. As Bringer still with the dribble, guarded by Ellison, and now stolen away by Alexis Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline, gives the ball to Delana Hess on the left, right wing. Tried to get it inside to Hope Ross. Stolen away by Reed to Bringer. Bringer gives, well, that was going. Now to Bringer. Now back to going, top of the key to Reed on the left wing. Dribble to the top of the key. And a whistle and an offensive foul, I think is what they called it. Well, it's still 30. Okay, now they're going to call it on Dallas there, and that's her first. So Allie Fox gives it to Hess. Free throw line to Hayden. Ellison stops, pops him five. No good. And Delana Hess has the rebound. She is tied up. And tied up by Bringer. Alternating possession stays with Clark County. So Hess underneath her on basket will inbound. Slaps the ball and gets it to Allie Fox. Throws it over Fox's head. It's all right. An inbound play, so Fox brings it across the timeline between the two circles. Now Ellison on the left wing, the Fox top of the key. Ellis pass to Hope Ross underneath Hess, puts his shot up, got it. 2 points for Delana Hess. Tied at 13 as Ainsley Bringer will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Goins on the right wing. Goins to the right side of the circle, now Reed on the left wing. Still with the dribble. Gives it to Bringer in the left corner. Bringer to the left side of the circle. Now Goins on the right side of the circle beyond the arc. Puts up a three. No good. And the rebound comes off Delana Hess. Yeah, Allie Fox. And Fox motors across the timeline to the left wing beyond the arc to Hess. Free throw line Hayden. Fox will try a three. No good. I think Goins got a piece of it. As Dallas there off the rebound to Goins. To Bringer on the left baseline. An offensive foul on Ainsley Bringer. So Ainsley Bringer picks up her first foul. That's the third team foul against Highland. Both teams with three team fouls as Allie Hayden will bring the ball across the timeline. Allie Foxweather. And she gets the ball on the left lane to Hess. Hess gives the ball back to Fox. Hope lost free throw line. Now Allie Hayden for three. No good. And Bringer comes off the rebound. It's Bringer across the timeline. Gives the ball to Reed on the left wing. She'll bring it out to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody. Tried to force it inside to Morgan Keith, and Keith walked with it. So a turnover gives it back to Clark County. Tied at 13, 5:43 left to play in the first half. So Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline. Gives a free throw line to Hayden. Pass on the deep left wing to Fox to the left side of the circle. Fox in among the trees. Lost the ball. Picked up by Reed. Gets it ahead to Bringer. Bringer to the house. Lays it up. The shot goes down. The whistle and a foul. And the foul may be on. It's going to be on Hess again. And I think Delana Hess maybe just picked up her. Either Hess. Yep. Delana Hess picked up her third personal foul. As Bringer has 15 points already. D.D. Church will check in for Clark County. And, no, and Hess sits down. Bringer shot on the way. Got it. 16 points for Ainsley Bringer. 3-point Highland lead. Here comes Allie Fox for the Lady Indians. Bounce pass to Hayden. Now Ellison on the left wing beyond the arc. Shifts to the right wing to Hope Ross for three. Airballed it. And Goins lets the ball go out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. As Clark County backs off the full court press, they'll go half court man to man. Goins inbounds to Bringer. As Bringer will walk it across the timeline. Give the ball to Goins. Goins has it between the two circles. Out pops Keith at the top of the key. Now three on the way. Another air ball by Reed, but the loose ball saved inbounds to Keith. Keith got it in the corner to Bringer, but a whistle and a foul. I think the foul maybe is going to be on Alexis Ellison, and it will be. So Ellison picks up her first foul. Now Highland wants a timeout. 4:52 left to play in the first half. It's Highland 16, Clark County 13. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Back at Clark County High School, going, will inbound underneath her own basket to Bringer. Little five-footer wouldn't go down. And Allie Hayden off of the rebound, a whistle and a foul. It's probably Dallas there. I'm going to guess, wait for the scoreboard to get know if it's going to be on Summer Goins, and that's her first. So Alex Fox with the basketball. 3-point Highland lead. Bounce pass to Church in the paint. She gets it back out to Ross, right side of the circle. Now Hayden off the baseline from 10. Missed it. And Goins off the rebound to Bringer. They get it down to Reed on the block. Ross is stolen away by Hope Ross. Ross gets it to Fox. Fox across the timeline. To Ellison. Ellison takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and Goins off the rebound. Goins down the near sideline in a hurry. Dumps it off to Bringer for three. Bullseye! Ainsley Bringer with 19 first half points. We still have half a quarter to play in the first half. Ellison to the right wing, skips to the left wing to Fox. Fox, bad pass, all the way by Bringer. Here goes Bringer again. Lays it up, missed the wide-open layup, and Hope Ross off the rebound. Allie Fox, now Hayden on the left wing. Fox to the free-throw line to Ross. Gives it in the right corner to Ellison. Hope Ross inside to Church. Church back to Ellison in the right corner. Hope Ross, three-throw line to Hayden. Now Fox takes it down the left lane, puts up the shot, missed it. And Ellison, wide open three on the way, missed it. Church with a rebound, puts it up, got it. D.D. Church with 2 points. Now timeout on the floor. 3:21 left to play in the first half. It's Highland 19, Clark County 15, back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GEAR to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. 3:21 left to play in the first half. It's Highland leading Clark County 19-15, and Highland will have the basketball. As back in the ball game, Rachel Bringer. As Bringer, Rachel, inbounds to Ainsley. Ainsley will walk it across the timeline, picked up by Ellison. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Morgan Keith has the top of the key. Rachel Bringer on the right wing, right side of the circle. Try to give and go back to Ainsley and stolen away by Ellison. Ellison goes to the home base and up it goes. Down it counts and she's fouled. There's a foul. I think she's going to be on number 20, and that would be Rachel Bringer. For Ellison, that is 7, looking for 8. Isaac fires it, and in and out, no good. D.D. Church had the rebound, lost it, picked up by Ainsley Bringer. Bringer will bring it across the timeline. Now a pass stolen away by Allie Fox. Fox had the ball knocked away, picked up by Bringer, and we go back the other way. That's Ainsley Bringer. Again, we'll walk it across the timeline. As it between the two circle, to Rachel Bringer on the right wing, now the right side of the circle, to Ainsley on the left wing. In the left corner, they go to Murphy. Murphy back to Rachel Bringer, free throw line. Murphy has it beyond the arc on the left wing. As Murphy, with a couple of dribbles, guarded by Allie Fox, looks for somebody to throw it to. To Ainsley Bringer, underneath the basket, missed another free throw. Way up, and a rebound came off to Carissa Schroeder, and her putback was no good. She drew the foul, and the foul's going to be on D.D. Church, and that's her first. So Schroeder at the line. Carissa looks for her first point to the ball game. First free throw spins in and out, no good. And it's still 19-17, Highland up by 2. Now Rachel Bringer will check out, and I'll catch who came in as next free throw up good. So Carissa Schroeder has 1 point. Coming back in the ball game. Murphy stayed in, so Morgan Keith checked back in. And for Clark County, Abby Flinch checked in. So now they try to get the ball to Flinch, go away by Goins. Gives the ball to Schroeder. Now the right wing going. Finds Bringer along the right baseline. To the dotted line. Shot put up good by Carissa Schroeder. She has 3. And a 5-point Highland lead. As Ellison drives the right lane. A whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Ainsley Bringer. That's her 2nd. So 2 fouls on Ainsley Bringer. as Allie Reed will check back in. Let's see who's going to check out. And it'll be Ainsley Bringer, 137 left to play in the first half. So Alexis Ellison again goes to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. Oprah Ross will check in, and Allie Fox will check out. So 7 points for Alexis Ellison, looking for 8. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points, Alexis Ellison. Alexis joined the 1,000-point club at the Palmyre tournament. Just adding two. Next shot on the way. Spins in and out, no good. Rebound. Yes, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Highland, so it'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 1:35 left to play in the first half. Ellison underneath their own basket. Looks for somebody. Finds Hope Ross in the right corner. Out to Plinch. Free throw line to Church. Back to Ross on the right wing. As Ross looks for somebody. Gives it to Plinch between the two circles. Now Ellison between the two circles. Ross on the right side of the circle. Ross guarded by Reed. Gives it back to Ellison on the right wing. To Ross. And now gets it inside to Church. And Church on the basket puts it, knuckled it up. And 4 points for D.D. Church. 2-point Highland lead, 22-20. 60 seconds left to play in the half. Bounce pass goes to Keith on the right wing. Keith picks up the dribble. Gets it back to Goins between the two circles. Goins dribbles to the right side of the circle. Now Reed cut off on the right baseline. They kick it back out to Murphy, and Murphy inside the arc on the left wing to Bringer, and Bringer walked with it. I thought a 3-second violation against Highland. So Clark County will have the basketball down by 2 with 40 seconds left to play in the first half. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison looks for somebody, finds Plinge on the right side of the circle. Now the bash inside to D.D. Church. D.D. puts it off glass, got it. 6 points for D.D. Church, and we're tied at 22. 20 seconds left to play in the half. Reed has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Now Reed across the free throw line, looks for somebody. Now they try to get it inside. The Schrader knocked away by Church. Back to the top of the key of Goins. The Murphy along the baseline. Murphy. Now 3 put up at the buzzer. No good. And that's into the first half. What's the score? Clark County 22, Highland 22. Back in a moment. Just KMM Sports.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
For centuries, the American farmer has kept this country moving forward. At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we want to make sure it stays that way by offering competitive rates for equipment, farm real estate, and operating loans. Stop by any of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri and find out how Exchange Bank can assist you with all your financial needs, both at home and in the fields. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Winter is back and is blowing in a storm of savings this week at your friendly C&R Markets. With 7-ounce thick cut bone-in pork chops, only 5 for $5. Choice Show Me Beef Arm Roast, only $4.99 a pound. Charter Reserve Deli Chicken Breast and Colby Cheese, only $5.99 a pound. And Turkey Hill Ice Cream, only $2.99 for your sweet tooth. Check out our Best Choice Super Sale for unbelievable savings from everyone at C&R Markets. Be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. Lows dip down to about 22 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Upper 30s Thursday. Low 50s by Friday.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 46.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and we're all tied up. Clark 22, Highland 22. Taking a look at the first half scoring, first four, Clark County. Hope Ross has 2 points. Aaron Bash with two. Delana Hess with two. Alexis Ellison with eight. D.D. Church with six. And Emma Ross with two. For Highland, Ainsley Bringer, 19 points. And Carissa Schroeder with 3 points. And Highland led 13-11 after one quarter. Clark County outscored Highland 11-9 in the second quarter. And again, we're tied here at halftime. 22 apiece. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School as we have had all the senior boys, basketball, pep band, whatever else, Scholar Bowl, all the boys here at halftime of the girls' game. Now, all the senior girls in the same activities will be introduced halftime of the boys' game as now the Spirit dance team is going to perform. And so basically it's going to be a little bit longer here at halftime. Coming up next, the boys' turn. Of course, it's Clark County and Highland boys. Tomorrow night, more high school basketball for you. This is our third attempt at this ball game, and finally I think we're going to get it in. Princeton boys and girls at Putnam County. But tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, I'll be on the air from Unionville just before 6. Then the final game of this week, Knox County Girls and Boys at North Shelby. That'll be Friday, and I'll be on the air from North Shelby again just before 6. Then coming up next week, it's the final week of the regular season, and with all the shifting around that's been going on, there's still basketball games to be made up on the original schedule. We have 2 games scheduled for next week. That's Nottingham at Schuyler County on Wednesday and Fayette at Schuyler County on Friday. And I know that Milan's going to be at Scotland County sometime next week and a bunch of other games. So I'm going to look around. And if I come up with a game on Tuesday, we'll have a game on Tuesday. Or we may have games all next week. I don't know. But I know there's a lot of games still to be made up. They want to get all these conference games in while they still can. Like Scotland County Boys and Girls played at Salisbury on Saturday, because that's the only time either team had left on their schedule. So just stay tuned to KMN. But I've given you tomorrow night and Friday night. That is carved in stone. Those two games will be on KMN. We're at halftime of the girls' game as Clark County and Highland in a 22-all tie. Back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Whether the bank is open or closed, with an automatic teller card, you can get cash and handle several other banking transactions 24 hours a day. Bank service when you need it. With an automatic teller card, the bank is never closed. Cahokia State Bank. Member FDIC.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
More than just someone I do errands with.
He's more than just a companion. He's a friend.
I take her to doctor appointments, but we do so much more.
She's like a daughter.
She's like family to me.
She's someone I love to laugh with.
She's the reason to get out of bed and get moving.
Without her as my senior companion, I wouldn't be able to get out of my house.
You can help make independence a reality. Join Senior Corps Senior Companions at seniorcorps.gov.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Dave, I'll tell you, turn on your mic, and you and I will visit for a couple of minutes. Tell me when you're there.
Okay, Donnie, can you hear me?
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's talk just briefly about the upcoming districts at Schuyler County. Let's start off with the girls' side. You got Scotland, Schuyler, Putnam, Knox, Canton, and Princeton. I'll see Princeton tomorrow night. So we don't know much about Princeton. I've seen all the other five teams. Now, and you've heard of all the other five teams. What do you think? Here's my idea on the way this is probably going to be seeded. It's probably Scotland, Schuyler, Canton, then Putnam and Princeton, probably that 4-5 matchup. Camp's going to be the third, and Knox County Girls probably the sixth. What would you think?
I would say that would be just about my
Order also. We don't know a whole lot about Princeton. They've got a little less than a 500 record, but that would be definitely Schuyler, Scotland, and Canton in that order.
I think so too, mainly because Schuyler beat Canton at home at Canton on Friday night. So Scotland and Schuyler both have beaten Canton. So that pretty well locks in the first two seeds. And then School Scotland has defeated Schuyler County. So to me, that's the top three anyway. That's the way that's going to be. And Putnam and Princeton, it could the 4 or 5 go either way. And then Knox County probably is going to get to 6.
And what people have to understand also, Donnie, is that Scotland and Schuyler would get a bye the first round, and then they would play in the second round.
And it's going to be just like it has been the last 2 or 3 years, girls, boys, take Friday off and then play the championship games on Saturday afternoon. I think the way that's going to be. And I don't know whether the girls are first this year or the boys. But so, of course, we're going to be carrying 4 out of the 5 teams that we carry on KMEM on a yearly basis. On the boys' side, you've got to go to Putnam County. They only lost 1 game. And I don't know much about Princeton. We'll know more about them tomorrow night. But I'm thinking Knox County boys will get 2.
Canton will probably get to 3. Two or three.
Canton boys. I'd say Canton boys. Princeton might get a 3. I don't know. I'll say Scotland County's probably going to be 4 or 5 either way. And Canton boys probably going to be the 6.
Okay.
That's the way I see it. So, Dave, thanks for killing that last 2 minutes.
All right, Donnie.
Both teams back on the floor. We may be doing this again at halftime of the girls' game. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Donnie, go ahead.
Okay, so both teams back on the floor. We're tied at 22, and Highland will have the basketball as we start the second half of this girls' game. So Allie Reed will inbound. Ainsley Bringer, here we go. Still man-to-man defense by Clark County. Now pops going, takes it to the right wing, still with a dribble. Now kicks it inside to Dallas Dare, put up a shot from 5, missed it, left it short. And Hope Ross off the rebound. As Ross brings it across the timeline to Ellison. Ellison down in the paint, gives it back to Ross, turned the dotted line, scoop shot, missed it. And off the rebound, Morgan Keith. Gives it to Bringer. Bringer had 19 first-half points. Almost all of the Highland points. And we have a whistle and a foul against Highland. As they may call it on – nope, we're going to call it on Morgan Keith. So Keith picks up her first foul. So Ellison will bring the ball across the timeline. Delana Hess back in the ball game playing with 3 personal fouls. That's a free throw line to Hayden. Now they get inside to Emma Ross on the right block. Emma in the double team and double dribbled it. So turnover, Clark County gives it right back to Highland as Reed will inbound to Bringer. Ainsley Bringer will bring it across the timeline. And so throw it to Reed. Reed wasn't looking for it, and she just throws it right out of bounds. So we've traded turnovers. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Ross in the right corner. Ross, along the right baseline, puts up the shot, airballed it, and Goins off the rebound. Ahead it goes to Bringer. Bringer puts it, missed a layup. That was there with the basketball, tried to put it back, and she was fouled. I think it's going to be on Hope Ross. It will be. So Hope Ross picks up her first foul. As Goins will inbound underneath her own basket. The left corner. Reed for 3. No good. Bringer the rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. And Dallas there again with the rebound. Puts his shot up. And I think the foul is going to be on Emma Ross. I'll wait for the scoreboard on this one. It is. So Emma Ross picks up her first foul. And Dallas there at the line to shoot 2 shots. First one's up. No good. Still tied at 22. We're about a minute and a half into the second quarter, or third quarter, and no score. As Dallas Dare's free throw up, missed them both. And off the rebound, Allie Hayden. As Hayden had the ball knocked away by Reed, Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hayden, so Clark County turns it over. And Summer Goins. Oh, what have we got? Piece of timeout. Everything is fine. So Summer Goins will inbound on the far sideline. Summer Goins looks for somebody, gets it inside to Dare, off glass, missed it. Ring of the rebound, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled, and that's 21 points for Ainsley Bringer. Again, wait for the scoreboard to see who the foul's on. And it's going to be on Allie Hayden. That's her second. As Bringer missed the free throw, and the rebound comes off to Hayden, gets it ahead to Ellison. Ellison stops, pops, and five, no good. Dallas there off the rebound. Gives it to Bringer. Highland wants to run. Ahead it goes to Reed. Cut off on the left baseline. Now Bringer for three. Bullseye! That's 24 points for Ainsley Bringer. And it's 27-22. They matched their biggest lead of the ball game as Hope Ross. Along the right baseline in the double team. Had the ball slapped out of her hands. As Allie Hayden will check out, D.D. Church checks back in. Well, so Ellison will try a three. Bullseye! Alexis Ellison with 11 points, and it's a two-point Hyman lead with the basketball. Bringer to Goins on the right wing, on the right baseline, inside the Dare off glass, got it. Four points for Dallas Dare. Yep, 2 points for Dallas Dare. Elena Hess with the basketball. Takes it down to the right baseline. And she's using a double team, a whistle, and a foul. As the foul's going to be on. Again, as soon as I see the scoreboard, it's going to be on 14. That would be Allie Reed, and that's her second. As Emma Ross will check out. Hope Ross checks in for Clark County. Elena Hess will inbound. Hope Ross from the free throw line. Missed it. Almost an air ball. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. As Hope Ross will check out into the ball game, Olivia Miller, 5:30 left to play in the third quarter. 25-23, Highland with the lead in the basketball is Bringer. To Reed on the deep left wing, dribbles around the top to keep him the free throw line. Got it. First two for Allie Reed. 4 point Highland lead as Ellison to the right wing beyond the arc picks up the dribble, bounce past the block between the two circles to the left wing to Miller. Skips it to Ellison off the right wing for three. No good. That's Reed. Olivia Miller gets it, puts it back up and in. 2 points, Olivia Miller, 137. As Bringer gives the ball to Reed. On the left wing, takes it to the free throw line. To the right, it goes to Summer Goins. Puts up a three, no good. Dare's put back, no good. Fight for the rebound. Dare tries it again, no good. Now D.D. Church comes off the rebound. She's tied up by Dallas Dare. And alternating possession comes back to Clark County. As Ellison across the timeline gets it to Fox on the right wing. As Fox and a double team tried to get her to Church, kicked out of bounds by Highland. So Allie Fox now, Delana Hess will inbound. As Hess slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Gets it into Miller between the two circles. Now Fox has it between the two circles. Fox looks for somebody. Bounce pass back to Miller. As Miller takes it to the free throw line, kicks it to Fox. And Fox walked with it. A little ball fake, and the feet move instant time. As out of the game, Allie Fox, Aaron Bash will check back in for the Lady Indians. 4:16 left to play in the third quarter. Bringer will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Ellison. Bounce pass to Dallas there inside the arc of the right wing. Now the right baseline. Bringer for 10, got it. As Ainsley Bringer now has 26 points. Ellison gets the ball to Bash. A little five-foot jumper off the baseline. No good. And Hess comes off with the rebound. She goes down with it. They call it jump ball, all the way to possession, back to Hyland as Schroeder checks back in. And out of the game, we'll go to Dallas there. So Brainer with the basketball. Picked up by Ellison. Makes it across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing, now the right baseline. Kicks it inside to Morgan Keith. And Keith tried to dribble the basketball, lost it, and goes back to Clark County. Six-point Highland lead, 33-27, 3:35 left to play in the third quarter. Hess. Back to Ellison. And Ellison will bring the ball across the timeline. Picked up by Bringer. Left side of the circle to Bash. Right side of the circle it goes to Hess. Now Bash. Back to Hess on the right wing. Down to the right corner, the right baseline. And Hess stepped on the end line. So turnover Clark County. Highland gets it back as Allie Reed will inbound. Gets it to Bringer. As Bringer will walk the ball across the timeline, picked up by Alexis Ellison at the timeline. Going. Dribble drive off the right wing, gets it inside to Schroeder, puts it up, got it. 5 points for Carissa Schroeder. 8 point high on the lead, 35-27. Ellison to Bash at the free throw line, back to Ellison on the right wing. Ellison drives to the baseline, looks for some of that photo, gets it, tried to get it into Church, batted away. And stolen away by Reed to Bringer. Bringer to Goins, top of the key. Now Reed to the free throw line. Goins on the right wing of the right corner to Bringer. Bringer to the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Reed. Cut off on the left baseline by Hess. Brings it back out. Tried to find Bringer on the pick and roll. Threw it over her head and Bash steals the basketball away. Gives it to Alexis Ellison. Now Hess has it on the right wing, inside to Bash on the right block. As Bash will turn, put up a shot, missed it. And the foul is going to be on Schroeder, I think. That's it's going to be on. So Carissa Schroeder picks up her second foul. And Aaron Bash will go to the line, and she'll shoot two shots. She has two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Aaron Bash. As back in the ball game will come Carly Murphy. Also back in the ball game is Rachel Bringer. So Bash with three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Ball tipped around. And finally Clark County comes away with it. Out to Olivia Miller. Now Ellison to the right side of the circle, still with the dribble, guarded by Ainsley Bringer. To the right wing, now inside to Church. Church lost it, and Aaron Bash ties Ainsley Bringer up. Jump ball, alternating possession, back to Highland. 1:49 left to play in the third quarter. 35-28, Highland with the lead in the basketball. As Ainsley Bringer will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Reed on the right wing. Reed to the free throw line in the paint. Kicks it back out to Murphy on the right wing inside the arc to Reed. Now the ball's punched away by Bash. And it goes out of bounds off Allie Reed. The Clark County will have it with 1:29 left to play in the third quarter. Delana Hess to inbound. To Alexis Ellison, back to Hess between the two circles. To the left wing to Miller. Miller in the left corner. A couple of dribbles and a double team. Throws it out of bounds off of Murphy. Going to be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Hope Ross checks in. Olivia Miller will set down. So Hess again will inbound on the far sideline. Hess gets it in to Ellison. Ellison has it between the two circles, guarded by Ainsley Bringer. Now pass to Hess on the left wing. Trying to get it back to Ellison, knocked out of bounds by Bringer. So, again, Clark County will inbound on their sideline. As Vanessa Binsbacher, the coach, gets out of the way as Hess to Hope Ross. Ross takes it in the paint, down the right lane, tried to put up a shot. Missed it, but do the foul, and I think the foul's going to be on Schroeder. Yes, it will be. So Carissa Schroeder just picked up her third foul. is on the floor as inbounds pass to D.D. Church. Church takes it down the left lane, kicks it out to Hess. Now long, three on the way, bullseye. Alexis Ellison with 14. 35-31, a four-point hide and lead is Bringer. Gets ball to Goins on the right wing. Goins kicks it back out to Rachel Bringer on the left wing. Now Goins has it at the top of the key. 40 seconds left to play in the quarter. Gets it off to Ainsley Bringer on the right wing. Goins in the right corner. Goins will try a three, blocked by Hope Roth. And Hess comes away with it to Ellison. Now Bash on the right wing. Ellison between the two circles. Hope Ross tried to put up a shot. It was blocked. And Ainsley Bringer comes away with it. As Ainsley Bringer gets across the timeline, finds Goins on the right wing. Goins with a couple of dribbles, takes it across the free throw line, picks up the dribble, finds Murphy on the right wing. To Goins, right side of the circle. Goes up a three, no good. Rebound to Schroeder, picks up the shot, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Highland 35, Clark County 31. Back in a moment. This is KMAN Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Wounded Warrior Project provides these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So now it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Join us at findwwp.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, 8 minutes left to play in this girls' game. Highland leading Clark County 35-31. Clark County with the basketball. As Delana Hess will get it in to Alexis Ellison. Ellison back to Hess on the right wing. Hess takes it down to the right baseline. In a double team, tried to look for somebody to throw it to. And Clark County calls a timeout just to save the ball because Hess was in trouble. 7:49 left to play in the ball game. Highland 35, Clark County 31, back in 30 seconds. This is KMAN Sports.
Who says you can't make money with a two-year degree? Ever had to get your car fixed or a contractor to work on your house? Those bills aren't cheap. That's because talented people get paid a lot for their skills, which they probably learned at SCC. And all they did was go to college to learn how to do what they already loved. And 2 years later, started making money doing it. And I hear business is good, so they could probably use a hand. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
Back in Clark County High School. Clark County with the basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket alley. Fox will trigger. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Finds Ross, top of the key. Now Ellison for three off the right wing. No good. D.D. Church off the rebound. As Church in a double team and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be against Highland. Looks like you're going to be on 23. Well, they say 22. The inbounds pass comes to Bash at the free throw line. Batted out of bounds by Bringer. So Dallas Dare just picked up her second personal foul. Clark County will have it out on the near sideline. Allie Fox gets inbounds to Ellison. Now Ross, top of the key. Bash has it on the left wing. The Fox on the left wing. Left side of the circle to Ross. Gets it inside to Church. Off glass. Got it. 8 points for D.D. Church. Give the assist to Hope Ross. And it's 35-33, a two-point Highland lead as Ringer The Goings on the right wing. Goings on the key to get him, go back to Keith. Down the right lane, puts up his shot. Missed it, but she was fouled. The foul's going to be on Aaron Bash. So Bash picks up the first, her first foul. And Morgan Keith looking for her first points of the game. We'll shoot a pair. First shot up, no good. Still no points for Morgan Keith. 35-33. This one may go down to the wire as Morgan Keith eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Keith, 3 points. Hyland lead, 36-33. Ellison across the timeline, gives the ball to Bash on the right wing inside the D.D. Church, and a triple team had the ball stolen away by Summer Goings. Ahead it goes to Bringer on the right wing. Bringer will try a 12-footer. Got it. 28 points for Ainsley Bringer. Back to a 5-point Highland lead as Ellison across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Bash on the left wing. Bash will give the ball to D.D. Church, top of the key. Ellison drives the right baseline. Had the ball slapped out of her hands, thrown away by Goings. Then Goings throws it out of bounds off of Aaron Bash. So Highland ladies with a 5-point lead, 38-33. Still a lot of time left to play, but 6:25 and counting. Bringer brings it across the timeline. As Bringer takes it around the top of the key to the right wing, Goings on the right wing, flips it to Reed on the right or left wing, puts up a three, no good. Bringer tried to save the ball in bounds, stepped on the in line. It'll come back to Clark County. Alexis Ellison to Allie Fox, and Fox will bring it across the timeline. Fox gives the ball to Bash. She brings it out between the two circles, bounce pass to Ellison. And stolen away by Reed. Now Reed's over the basketball, gives it to Bringer. Bringer against Ellison to Goings on the left block. Try to get it inside to Dare. And stolen away by Allie Fox. Nice defense by Clark County as Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison takes it down the paint. Lost it. Picked up by Hope Ross. A simple little practice layup. She has four. 38-35. Highland with the lead. 5:30 left to play. Bringer to Goings on the right wing. Goings across the free throw line, guarded by Ross. Hands the ball off to Reed around the top of the key. Reed will put up a shot. Missed it. Drew the foul. I think it's going to be on Aaron Bash again. And it will be. So Aaron Bash just picked up her second personal foul. And at the line, Allie Reed, and she has 2 points looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Allie Reed. Now we have a timeout on the floor. 5:18 left to play in the ball game. It's Highland 39, Clark County 35. Back in a minute. This is KNM Sports.
I'm 5'11".
Barely 5'4".
I weigh about 170 pounds.
Brown eyes.
Blue eyes.
Brown hair.
Gray hair.
I'm a baseball fanatic.
I'm a wife.
A mom.
A sister.
And a grandfather.
I'm a bodybuilder.
I'm a research analyst.
Small business owner.
Teacher.
Dance fitness instructor.
Film and television actor.
I'm an office clerk.
I'm a copywriter.
I'm a veteran.
I have a prosthetic leg.
I have multiple sclerosis.
I have lupus.
Cerebral palsy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm blind.
And I'm working in a job I love.
I love.
Because I was given a chance.
Because I was given a chance.
To contribute my skills and talents.
To show my disability is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Team left to play in the ball game is Allie Reed at the line for her second free throw. She has three, looking for four, up and no good. Bringer with a rebound, puts up a little five-footer, no good. Ellison with a rebound, off to the races. She has Goings to beat, puts it off glass, got it. 16 points, Alexis Ellison. back to a two-point. Highland lead 39-37. It's Bringer across the timeline. Finds Goins on the right wing, dribble drive. As he tried to go inside, lost the ball to D.D. Church. Church gives it to Ellison. Ellison will have it, back it off between the two circles. To the right wing, it goes to Blair Webster. And Webster drives the baseline, pick up the shot, missed it, and the foul's going to be on Dallas Dare. That's the third foul on Dare. I figured Dallas Dare would go out. It's going to be Morgan Keith go out, and Schrader checks back in. So Highland still up by 39-37. Bringer gives the ball to Goins. Goins had it slapped away by Hope Roth. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Summer Goins. So Goins picks up the foul. That's her second. And it'll be Clark County basketball. Ellison will inbound to Blair Webster. Back to Ellison between the two circles. In the left corner of the bash, inside Church. Church too far, the basket walked with it. Right idea, just a triple team called D.D. Church to walk. So here comes Highland, still up by two. Reed will inbound to Bringer. As Bringer will bring it across the sideline, guarded by Ellison. Bringer between the two circles, finds Reed on the right wing. God beyond the arc to go into the top of the key. Back to Reed. Reed to the right side of the circle, almost lost. He gets back to Goins. Now Dare takes it into the paint, and an offensive foul on Dallas Dare. And for Dallas Dare, I've got her for four. We'll see what the scoreboard says. Now three. So the last foul was on Summer Goins, and that was her third. Ellison in the left corner to Bash. Now Hope Ross will try three. Bullseye! Hit the rim, bounced up, and fell back through. 7 points for Hope Ross, a one-point Clark County lead. Highland with the basketball. 3:25 left to play. Dribble drive into the down to the baseline by Summer Goins. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Aaron Bash, and that's her third. Both teams in the 1-1 bonus. So Summer Goins will be at the line. She looks for her first points of the ball game. Goins eyes it. High arcing shot, no good. And Hope Ross off the rebound to Alexis Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Bringer. Between the two circles, still looks over the offense. Kicks the ball over to Webster in the center circle. Now Bash inside the Church. Whistle and a foul. This time the foul is going to be on Schroeder. So Schroeder picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth. Well, the scoreboard says three. So just one off. Three fouls on Schroeder. Is Church. Eight, looking for nine, missed it. And off the rebound comes Bringer. 40-39, Clark up by one. Goins on the right wing to the free throw line. Give and go inside to Schroeder. And the pass was slapped out of bounds by Aaron Dyke. Last touch by Schroeder. So Clark County will have it with 2:54 left to play. Alexis Ellison has a few words for Webster. Now Ellison across the timeline to the left wing. It goes to Bash. Bash tried to kick it back out to Webster. Stolen away by Bringer. Bringer put up the shot. Goes out of bounds, and a foul's going to be on Alexis Ellison. So Ellison, I've got her for three. The scoreboard says two. They bring her at the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, no good. Ainsley Bringer with 28 points, looking for 29. Chance to tie the game. As Bringer eyes it, fires it, and no good. And on the rebound, Aaron Banks gives it to Ellison. 2:30 left to play. 1 point Clark County lead is Ellison. Gives the ball to Blair Webster. Webster between the two circles. To Bash between the two circles. Free throw line, Hope Ross. Blair Webster for three. Airballed it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. 2:16 left to play in the game. Bringer will bring it across the timeline. As Bringer, guarded by Ellison, gives it to Goins. Picked up by Bash between the two circles. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody, and now Highland wants a timeout. 2:02 left to play in the ball game. Clark County 40, Highland 39, back in 30 seconds. This is KNN Sports.
Young men just don't seem to listen to the radio anymore. They're too busy with their ear pods and TV games.
It's iPods and video games?
Whatever. Point is, young men are probably not listening to me right now, but they will listen to you. So I need you to remind them to register with Selective Service when they turn 18. It's an easy way to keep the door open to important benefits like college loans and government jobs, and it's the law. So please, feel free to remind them to go to sss.gov or any post office to register.
I heard that.
2:02 left to play in the ball game. Clark County 40, Highland 39. And Highland will have the basketball as Allie Reed on the far sideline will inbound to Bringer. As Bringer around the top of the key takes it to the house, lays it up, no good. And Dallas there with the rebound, tries it. Schroeder got it, tried it, and she drew the foul. Let's see, the foul is going to be on. And they're going to call the foul on D.D. Church, and that's her second. So at the line, Carissa Schroeder has five, looking for six. She'll shoot a pair. 1:53 left to play. Schroeder's first free throw up, no good. So Schroeder again with five. Looking for six, a chance to tie the ball game. As Schroeder eyes it, fires it, missed it, and the rebound comes out to Bringer on the left wing. To Reed, now Goins on the right wing. To Reed between the two circles. Reed with a couple of dribbles, back to Goins on the right wing, around the pick, across the free throw line, left side of the circle, to Bringer against Church. Put up the shot. Blocked by Church, but they're going to call the foul on D.D. Church. So Church picks up her third personal foul. And Ainsley Bringer will go back to the line. She'll shoot a couple. She has 28 points, looking for 29. 1:36 left to play. Still 40-39. Clark was up by one. Shot up, missed it. Off the heel of the rim. And Ainsley Bringer, still a chance to tie the ball game. Isaac fires it and got it. 29 for Bringer, and we're tied at 40. Clark to the basketball. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison to the top of the key to Bash inside Hope Ross. And a lob underneath the Ross knocked out of bounds by Highland. So it'll be Clark basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Blair Webster will trigger. As Webster gets the ball into Ross on the left side of the circle. Ellison across the free throw line to Bash. Now Ross on the left wing skips it to Webster on the right wing. Ellison cut off on the right baseline to Webster. Now Ross takes it down the right lane and missed the shot to do the foul. So Hope Ross will go to the line. The foul is going to be on Ainsley Bringer, and that's her third. Hope Ross at the line has seven, looking for eight. She'll shoot a pair. 1:13 left to play. First one by Ross, airballed it. No pressure. Absolutely no pressure. So Hope Ross. Steps off the line, now steps back on. Isaac fires it, missed it. And Schroeder comes off the rebound, gets it to Bringer. Off Bringer's hands and out of bounds. And it should be Clark County basketball. And now the efficient fan, the last touch by Clark County. The Summer Goings will inbound in front of Clark County bench. Full court pressure by Clark. Goings looks for somebody, gets it to Bringer. Bringer lost it. It goes out of bounds. Touch by Clark County. The Clark County crowd didn't care for that call. So Highland will inbound underneath their own basket. 5-40, 107 left to play. Goings will inbound. Forced it to Dare. See Dare's hands were picked up by Bringer. Bringer running 10-footer. Got it. 31 points. Plainsley Bringer. 2-point Highland lead as Ellison gets it in to Church. Church puts up the shot. It goes down. It counts as he fouls. 10 points for D.D. Church. Made that out of a double team off the right baseline. And the foul's going to be on Dallas Dare, and that's your fourth. There's Church with 10, looking for 11. Shot up, missed it. Right with the rebound. Hope Ross and Ainsley Bringer tie up. The jump ball, alternating possession back to Highland. Little court pressure by Clark. Inbound pass to Bringer. Bringer guarded by Ellison. He'll bring the ball across the timeline. Lost it. Now picks it back up. Down in the paint. Goes up the shot. No good. Dare with the rebound. Went back up with it. Missed it. But drew the foul. And have to wait for the scoreboard again to see who picks that foul up. Foul's going to be on Allie Hayden. That's her fourth. So Dallas Dare will be at the line. She has two, looking for three. Game is tied at 42, 38 seconds left to play. Dare. Isaac fires it, missed it. And he gets off the rebound. The Ellison bowed on their feet. As Ellison across the timeline. To the left wing, the left corner to Bash. Inside, Hope Ross. Now Ross makes a bad pass. Tried to get it back to Ellison. Ringer almost stole it away. And a whistle and a foul. A foul may be on Alexis Ellison. It will be. That's her third. So three fouls. Alexis Ellison. Battleton Ainsley Bringer to the line to shoot two. She has 31 points. Looking for 32. That's Bringer. Isaac fires it and got it. 32 points, Rainsley Bringer. 1 point, Highland lead. 23 seconds left in the ball game. It's Ainsley Bringer. Isaac fires it, got them both. 33 points for Bringer, and Clark County wants a timeout. 23 seconds left to play in the game. Highland 44, Clark County 42. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. And in the wake of COVID-19, we haven't been moving enough. An estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. Wherever you are and however you can, movement reduces your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. It improves your brain function and mental health. It helps you manage pain and boost your immune system. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side with expert care to increase your strength and mobility and to improve your quality of life through prescribed exercise and teamwork. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
23.2 seconds left to play in the game. Highland 44, Clark County 42. Highland will stretch the defense. As Hess gets it in to Ellison. Ellison will mow it across the sideline, picked up by Bringer. As she tried to dump it inside, stolen away by Dallas there. Highland with the basketball. As now Bringer's going to have to be fouled, and she's fouled by Aaron Bash. Four fouls on Aaron Bash. Stops the clock with 10 seconds. As Ainsley Bringer with 33 points. She has 33 of Highland's 44. She'll shoot a pair. First shot up, no good. Well, check that. That is Summer Goings, and Goings looking for her first points of the ball game. So Summer Goings steps back. Now she's set. Up, got it. First point for Summer Goings, and Clark County wants a timeout. 10 seconds left to play in the game. Highland 45, Clark County 42. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMN Sports.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
It's the law. Call or click before you dig.
10 seconds left to play in the game. Highland 45, Clark County 42. Clark will have the basketball. Have to go the full length of the floor. And, of course, Highland knows they're going to have to take three. There's Highland girls back on the floor. Here comes Clark County. You would think everybody is going to look for Alexis Ellison to try to take a three. So Blair Webster will inbound. Frazier has that Alexis Ellison across the timeline to Bash. Bash gets the basketball, gets it to Ellison. Ellison fires a three, hits the top of the backboard, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Highland 45, Clark County 52. Back in a moment. This KMN Sports.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
SmartAboutMoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, SmartAboutMoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
SmartAboutMoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. Lows dip down to about 22 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Upper 30s Thursday. Low 50s by Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 44.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. It's the final as the Highland Lady Cougars win their 12th game of the year by defeating Clark County 45-42. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Highland Ainsley Gringer with 33 points. Morgan Keith with one. Allie Reed with three. Dallas Bear with two. Semigoians with one. Melissa Schroeder with 5 points. For Clark County, Hope Ross with seven. Aaron Bash with three. Delana Hess with two. Alexis Ellison with 16. E.D. Church with 10. And Emma Ross with two. Highland led 13-11 after one quarter. Clark County scored Highland 11-9 in the second quarter. And we were tied at halftime at 22 apiece. In the third quarter, Highland now scored Clark 13-9. Highland led 35-31 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Clark outscored Highland 11-10, but Highland hangs on to win it 45-42. Highland improves to 12-10, while Clark County goes now in 5-18. And I'll be back with the boys. And let's say they in about 12 minutes. It's KME in the sport.
Okay, Donnie, thank you very much. And tonight's game, the first game anyway, has been brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, and they include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahoka, Buford Seat Solutions in Cahoka, C&R Supermarkets in Cahoka, and Edina, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri. They've got offices in Cahoka, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City. The Hometown Journal weekly newspaper in Cahoka. Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahoka. Cahoka Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahoka State Bank, by Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahoka, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton. Right now we're at 731, 44 degrees is our current temperature on KMEM Sports. We'll be back with that boys game right after this. You're listening to KMEM Sports.